Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, October the 10th. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I mean, your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show for you today. We're introducing the new series that will be starting, the new pay-per-view series, the new private series that goes a little deeper. It's a seven-hour series. You guys know I've been doing this all year. Did it as a total of 10 series, really 12, but 10 that we had scheduled when we started 2018. And we're year's almost over, so we're wrapping up, kind of winding down, if you will, with these series. And each one of these series is designed to go really, really deeper, or a lot deeper, I should say, into under, over, and understanding how the universe works, how we interact with the universe, and how do we become participants or ambassadors or God's representative on earth. So if you remember, we started off the first series we did, we talked about reincarnation or metempsychosis. Then we talked about photon light injections or quantum photon light. Then we got into quantum fusion. Then we did a series dealing with spiritual synthesis, our photosynthesis. Then we did a series on genetic editing. Then we did another series on nucleus, or the nucleus inside the cell, what is called nucleosynthesis. Then we did a series on spiritual acoustics or spiritual superpositioning. We did a show on advanced fractal spiritual physics. I mean, now we're coming to a show where we're giving it a breakdown, this word geomancy, geomagnetic, geology, and geometry or geometry. So all of these GEOs are what we're going to be discussing in this new series. And so this gets into shapes and forms and how does these shapes and forms affect mass and matter. This is going to be a very, very interesting series, a little bit outside of the box because, you know, we talk about a lot of speech. We talk about a lot of spiritual things. We talk about a lot of stuff that has to do with how words affect us, but we haven't or we don't break down and get into a lot of the esoteric meaning of a lot of the things that affect us from a spiritual perspective when it comes to shapes. And so today we want to introduce the changing of your reality with patterns. How patterns affect us, how this reconfiguring of our reality through patterns. Because as you know, patterns are power. And so the first thing that I always like to do is I like to do to kind of break down the terms, if you will, or the definitions of the terms and the words that we use. Because as you know, that's how our words are established. And so today, brothers and sisters, this series, like all pay-per-view series, the cost is $100 for non-members, $50 for members. No early registration discount, none of the other stuff that we usually do. If you are, however, a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, the cost is $25 to attend the new series. And if you are a member of the Life Management System, cost is also $25. Everyone else, regular charge of $50 or $100 to attend this new series. Now, the reason why this new series is so important is because we don't know that these situations affect us. So you're going through life and you don't really know how certain things affect your DNA. This is what the Bible calls divination. Now, what's extremely important in this series, we're going to get into how through the ancient eyes, or through what is called the ancient eye, how dark energy, dark matter, dark mass, this invisible stuff affects you and I on a spiritual level. And what's really interesting to me is from the looking at it from a scientific perspective is how this stuff is everywhere, all around us. Nobody talks about it. It's not, you know, because, again, when we talk about geometry, we're talking about a branch of mathematics that's really based upon shapes. But this ancient Greek word, which is, gives us the English word G-E-O, it means earth. And metri or geometry or geometric or geomancy, these are all words that have to do with the progression or the growth of what is called metron or metatron in the Greek, which means measurement. So it has to do with the earth or the body's measurement. Now, that's what makes this series so important, because now we're getting into understanding how does the body work, how does the brain work, and how does the spirit realm work, and what this has to do with changing, quote-unquote, reality. So let's jump into the first word, and again, today is just the introduction to the series and what we're going to be talking about during this series. So during this series, we're going to be really, really breaking down some very important information about how you are affected by sacred geometry, if we want to use that term, to get a true working understanding that there is an association or a belief or a doctrine that talks about how certain things constitute or develop, if we want to use that word, our life. So how does things outside of us affect what's going on inside of us? That's what we're talking about today. That's why today's message is so, this new series that we're going to be discussing is so important. Because we're getting into some of this stuff that has to do with the hermetic laws of the universe. So one of those hermetic laws is thou, let me see, do what thou wilt shall be the whole law. Now, that's a Luciferian. We have been associated that with a Luciferian term. So in this Luciferian term, it has to do with the over understanding how a representation of something affects us and how this symbolic representation of a principle is expressed in a symbol. Now, this goes way deeper than your average discussion. So this series may not be for the weak of heart. This series goes really, really deep, really, really deep into simple things that you see every day, like architecture and how it affects your DNA on a magnetic and electric level. That's why this series is so important. So this reconfigures your reality using symbols. So symbols affect our reality and affect how we think, how we operate, because it's changing reality using patterns, because patterns are power. Now remember, these series, these pay-per-view series go really, really deep. So it's a lot of information, but the reason this information is important is because it affects your reality. And some people don't really have a deeper understanding of how the Grail grid that we talked about before, without having a true telepathic understanding, have a true understanding of something as simple as the symbol of the fish that is associated with Christianity. And if we don't understand that the Vesica Pisces, which is the symbol that represents the principle of the Trinity that's taught inside of Christendom, we don't understand that the Greek formula is based upon the sigils that we call letters. The letters are I-C-Q-U-S in English. That gives what they call a synthetic expression of the Greek phrase Jesus or Isus, but it's inside of a symbol, and this symbol forms the Vesica Pisces, which they call the perfect inscription of a hexagram. And it is used in ceremonial magic because it is two triangles that are upside down, as above, so below. This is inside of the Vesica Pisces, which is inside of the fish, but it's sideways. So it doesn't look like two triangles because it's bowed out, meaning that it's not straight lines. So these two triangles of the hexagrams that are attributed to human and divine are spiritual and matter. It is the as above, so below. This is a symbolic representation of a deeper geometric or geomancy or geometry. Now, to the average person, what I just said means nothing. But to your DNA and to your body, it has a lot of effect. There's a great book written by Thomas Paine called The Age of Reason. And in this book, Thomas Paine breaks down trigonometry. And he talks about how trigonometry affects the heavenly bodies or the heavenly realm or what we call astronomy. And this is how they help to what they call navigate or land surveying. So it is this ability to understand that trigonometry, mathematics, comes from a spiritual root. That's why we got a book in the Bible called the Book of Numbers. That's why, according to Pythagoras, and he has a Pythagorean theorem or his Pythagoras theory, that's where we get what we call numerology, which is based upon some of the stuff that I use when we look at Diakonia reports. But where does it come from? It comes from over understanding what we call, or what they call, geomancy, and understanding what that means. And so now let's break down these terms so that way you can get an understanding of why this series is going to be so important when it comes to your everyday life, when certain things that are happening to you, you're doing everything right, but nothing's working. And a lot of times the reason that things are not working in your life is because there are hidden spiritual laws that you are not privy to, that you are not aware of, because they are esoteric currents and doctrines that are in place that are not discussed or not given or talked about by the average person. For example, unlocking the secrets of sacred geometry is another book that was written by Helen Blavatsky that breaks down what they call higher consciousness. Now, a lot of this stuff, again, branches or gets into the under, over, and understanding of what we call, you know, esoteric knowledge, witchcraft, all this other stuff. But did you know that geometry is a branch of mathematics? And it's interesting because nobody talks about math, music, and language. Everybody uses it. Nobody questions it. Very few people researched it. Like, what is it? Now, everybody uses English in this country. We write letters. Now, because I talk about letters so much, now you probably know that they're fetters. But how many people spent time researching mathematics or language? In other words, questioning the nature of your reality. What is the spiritual side of math, music, and language? What is the secret of the ancient text that talks about geometry or what we call mathematics? And what does it have to do with our life? That's what's going to be discussed during this series. So all of the stuff that you take for granted that you've never questioned or you never researched or you never thought about, those are the things and those are the questions that I think about. Those are the things and those are the questions that I answer. Language, for example, English, the ing is actually the ang. So E-N-G is actually A-N-G. So English. So English is English. English is angles. Angles is sacred geometry. Well, that's what we're discussing during this series. So what I'm doing right now is called English. I'm speaking English. Now, if I was to write books, and I got 50 books, and so I asked myself, what are these letters that I'm writing? Now remember, this changes the nature of your reality. Habakkuk 2:2 tells us to take the vision, make it plain, and to write it on tablets so that the person that reads it runs with it. So there's something about letters that empowers bodies, not only heavenly, but also earthly. So we're going to break down what that is. So during this series, we're breaking down what you take for granted. We're going to talk about stuff that you've never questioned. We're going to delve into areas that you've and talk about things that you probably never really considered. Not like really, really deeply considered from a spiritual or a biblical perspective. Because everybody, or a lot of us, not everybody, we really don't care. Most people are really not concerned with the ancient Sumerian or Babylonian, you know, foundations of what we call math, music, and language. We just know that we use these things to make life easier. But something as simple as the numbers 0 and the numbers 1, 2, 3, these numbers, where do they come from and why are they important? So all computers use zeros and ones. And so the Egyptians formulated a base system of mathematics that uses what we call binary numbers or binary codes. Now, we need to understand, and doing this series, we're going to understand what that means. Why is that important? Is there a benefit to understanding this information? For example, what is the benefits, if you will, of taking this series and going through this and sitting through this, you know, quote-unquote lecture? It's the understanding of how again, the word abracadabra, which means I create what I think or what I speak. So, in, for example, in Arabic, the letter X, the English letter X, means thing. And it has to do with things. So when we see the normal, Roman numeral, and they're made in different shapes, they represent different dimensional equations that nobody questions. So this gets into open understanding how mathematics help to establish certain things that we call automatic. In other words, it brings about a certain realization. So real numbers establishes our realization or our realize or real eyes. So your real eyes allows you to realize reality or reality. So this is the this is how what you realize. Now, again, this is just the introduction, and you see how deep it is. So your reality is what you realize with your real eyes. Let me say that again. So math, music, and language. So geometry, geology, geomancy helps you to realize. So R-E-A-L-I-Z-E. Once you realize, so that symbol draws your attention, whether it's a letter, whether it's a number, or whether it's a musical note. That musical note, you realize it brings a memory. That establishes your reality. Your reality is your real, R-E-A-L, eyes, E-Y-E-S. You realize that your real eyes establishes your reality. All of this is based upon gematria, or the under-over and understanding of geomancy, geomagnetic, and geology, and geometric, gematria. All of this is part of the spiritual side of understanding our day-to-day reality, how is it made? So this course questions the nature of our reality to help you understand the same thing that how does computers work? How does movies work? How does the reality that we live in work? Now, again, for most people, they're not concerned. They're not concerned with the foundation of everything. They don't really care as long as they're not really concerned how long it is. People don't really care that mathematics allows spirit and matter to be entangled. So it is this process of using architecture. In the Old Testament, it's called money. So money in the Old Testament is called shiny things. Shiny things is architecture. This is what is called quantum properties of atoms and light. So that's mathematics. That's quantum. That's quantum properties. So quantum properties are expressed in the quantum world through what we call consciousness. So our consciousness is able to be entangled. That's what we call quantum entanglement. And so what this series is going to do is going to be an introduction to how this quantum entanglement takes place through the understanding of math, music, and language. So all great mathematicians understand basic particle physics. And so if you understand that, now you understand why your words are powerful. Because your words establishes your real eyes. Your real eyes establishes and allows you to realize. Your real eyes establish you to see your reality. Now notice your reality is a real lie. So whatever you realize is real, but the L-I-Z-E become L-I-E-S. So reality is just a real lie. Now people have been saying this for years. This is not the real world. The spirit realm is the real world. So this series is going to break down how your reality is yours. is not mine. The way you see the world, why do you see the world the way that you do? How come everybody on earth don't see the exact same thing? If you don't believe me, go to the crime. I was a cop. This blew me away. Now, they told us this in the academy, but it wasn't until I got to a crime scene and I took a witness statement. And I take 10 eyewitness statements. And one eyewitness, the guy had on a white shirt. The next eyewitness, the guy had on a blue shirt. The next eyewitness, they saw it with their eyes, their real eyes. The next guy, the next witness, he didn't even have a shirt. Each witness sees something totally different based upon their brain. You don't see with your eyes. You see through your eyes. That's what this course is about. This course will change the reality as you know it. That's why this course is so dangerous. That's why this series is so important. Because this series, now you're going to be able to see the lies that's been told to you by your eyes. Your eyes only see, because remember, the eyes take in frequencies that's interpreted by the brain. The brain only interprets things that align with its current belief system. Let me say that again. So symbols, letters, and numbers are frequencies that are sent to the brain along with musical instruments or musical notes that's sent to the ear. So through our senses, patterns, now remember, you change reality by changing patterns. Patterns are power. So right now there's a pattern that's running inside of your brain that is destroying your reality. So no matter how much you listen, how much I talk, you can go to church every day, all day, you can turn over every chair, you will never change because of the underlying pattern that allow for the lies to appear real to you, because that's what you realize, because that's your reality, because that's your real eyes. That's based upon real lies. So these are lies, but they're real to you. It's an illusion. It's like going to the movies. So when you go to the movies, why do you jump at that scary scene? You know it's not true. You paid $8, $10, $12. You bought popcorn, and you know you're sitting in a chair. Now, this is Halloween season. All the scary movies are coming out. People are going to go now. There's haunted houses. People are going to pay to go to a haunted house. A guy is going to jump out from behind a tree or whatever, and you are going to be frightened. And adrenaline is going to start pumping through your body. But you know it's not true. You know it is. This is a lie. But that lie is real because of gematria and because of gemitra, of understanding that everything in existence has a greater meaning than the symbol that is being expressed. The symbol is a representation of a deeper substance. That's what this course is about. Now, this is one of the deeper ones, so I know I'm not expecting, but then I may be surprised. There may be a huge, turnout, but this one is a tough one because nobody wants to question the nature of their reality. Why? It might destroy their reality. And your reality is your reality. It's yours. You own that. And so if somebody, that's challenging your core beliefs. That's challenging your identity. If your identity is challenged, you are challenged. You take it personal. You want to meet me out in the parking lot, and we can discuss this like men. Because what is the difference between imagination and reality? See, most people don't know that imagination actually establishes your reality. Very few people can really wrap their brains around the statement that's known by all of the ancients that understood that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, this is the secret significance of all letters and numbers and music, or what we call shapes, because they have a power Because a number is a symbol. But what is it a symbol of? That's what we're going to break down in this series. We're going to break down the power of the numeric expression and the power of the alphabet and the power of the musical note. Without understanding, my brothers and sisters, the numerical value of a word, this is what all of the ancients knew. This was all of the Gnostics knew. And this is what I know. So in the Greek, for example, the house of Abracus, that's inside of the Jupiter ascending, breaks down when you look at the sum total of the number, it comes out to 365, which means spirit of days. So Abracus is a symbolic expression. The letters represents a deeper substance. It represents the circle of the year, 365 degrees. And it represents what they call the law of 72, the 72 sacred names of gods or goddesses inside of the ancient text. So in the movie Jupiter Ascending, it breaks this down vibrationally without saying it, but it says it by using symbols. So all through the movie, there are symbols that have a deeper substance that most of us don't understand. Even the name Jupiter Ascending, Jupiter Rising, because it's a play on the planet Jupiter, which is the god Jupiter. So without understanding the planet or the god, then we miss the deeper meaning and the deeper understanding of these words. Now, the next question is, okay, Brother Will, why is this important? Because there are people like me who don't use this knowledge for good. They use it for evil. They understand math, music, and language, and gematria, and they understand, you know, gargoyles, for example, and stone, like in the movie Doctor Strange. So in the movie Doctor Strange, this guy is able to do quantum jumping. He's able to go and make this circle, and he makes these geometrical patterns, and they unlock and they open certain things, these geometrical patterns that's inside of the movie Doctor Strange. So if you were to really, really watch the movie Doctor Strange, you will see a lot of deep esoteric knowledge that's being shared inside of this movie that I'm going to be talking about inside of this series. So only words of Greek and or Hebrew that are spelled out contain certain esoteric powers. Now, other letters, Latin, Aramaic, also contain different power as well, but it comes from a different source. Some people say different god. Again, depending upon the names and the titles and all this stuff. But the most important thing for this series is not to get caught up in an intellectual pursuit. The most important thing for this series is to engage in a productive expression. Pay your light bill. Not be conned or manipulated. Be able to test every spirit and see if it is of God. Reason for this series. The reason for this series is to give you a deeper spiritual knowledge of how math, music, and language, geometry especially, is manipulating your reality and how you got to use your brain and your imagination that is connected to your God-given design to override this lie, this realize whatever your real eyes are showing you that doesn't align up with God's spiritual eyes. So you want to use your spiritual eyes, not your real eyes. Now, you can use your real eyes, but your real eyes are real eyes. Without understanding that, then you don't realize that what you realize is a lie. And you will think that reality is real when actually it's not. Based upon, again, the spiritual narrative, based upon a biblical understanding of behind everything expressed of these symbols invoke or provoke a particular meaning. Now, If you remember in the movie Doctor Strange, remember in the very, very beginning of the movie, Doctor Strange was a neurosurgeon, and he used his hands. Remember? Then he lost full use of his hands in an accident, a negative event. And then Doctor Strange, after he lost full use of his hands in the movie Doctor Strange, this is geomancy, this is geomagnetic, this is geology, this is gematria. This is the reason why this course is so important, because Dr. Strange started using patterns to change his reality. Now, this series, the true title of this series that I didn't put in the title because I know it would scare everybody off, the true title of this series is called Divination from Reconfiguration. That is the definition of the word geomancy, the true esoteric meaning. But I can't say that because the word divination has a negative connotation. But did you ever look at the definition of the word divination? Anybody? See, it's amazing how we just assume. You have to go down and find the origin, the original starting place of everything in life. That's what this series is. This series is the start. Where does divination that brings about a reconfiguration? So I got to figure I'm going to change it. So my real eyes, my R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-S, realize, R-E-A-L-I-Z-E, that there are real eyes, L-I-E-S, real lies, that I call reality, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y. It's all real. That, my anointed brother, that, my educated sister, is the purpose of this series to help you reconfigure divination. Now, contrary to popular belief, the definition, it's Delph, the definition of realize has to do with perception. The true origin of the word divination is the power of perceiving or predicting something. It comes from the word divine. So the word divination comes from the word divine. So this, we are reconfiguring the divine. That's what this series is about. How people use supernatural powers, if you want to use that word. The word divinare, which is Latin for foretelling, or divination in English, in divination in English in Latin, it means to be inspired by a god. So this rigor, this, it means to refigure something, to change something, because of being inspired by a god. It didn't say the god. So there's a lot of gods. So which god is inspiring this pattern changing? Remember, this course is going to show you how letters, how numbers, how music changes reality by using certain patterns, because patterns are power. This is a very, very deep course. That's why I saved it for last, or one of the last courses. Because what we're going to be discussing in this course is what was inside of the movie, and inside of all of the movies, but especially inside the movie Doctor Strange. Because Doctor Strange then, after his accident, remember, he met this bald-head lady that they call the Ancient One, which is a play on the words of God. And this Ancient One, remember, she touched him in his head, and bam, she opened his consciousness so that way he could experience other realities, other lies, real lies. His real eyes was open to realize that his reality was a real lie, and there was other real lies. This was other, there's other, remember he was able to do that circle and go into other realities. So Dr. Strange underwent some training to become what some people would call a sorcerer, right? The ability to, you know, he could even control time, so to speak. Remember, he had that will, that control, that basically he could move time forward and he could move time backwards. So he was traveling. Doctor Strange had this ability because he was trained or taught, again, by the quote-unquote ancient one, God. And there was one scene in there where she explained the body cells and their automatic ability to repair, to heal, and to regenerate. Their natural, now remember we talked about this yesterday, the body, a natural built-in system called your immune system to repair and regenerate itself. And we can assist that if we reorient our eyes. See, right now what you realize is a lie because that's reality because you're seeing it with your real eyes that are not your spiritual eyes. They are your real eyes. These are your real physical eyes so you can see real physical stuff. But again, there are some spiritual things that are spiritually discerned. In China, when I was stationed in Japan, there was something that was called Qigong Yoga. And then they did something called Tai Chi. And over there, it was doing meditation and doing a certain movement. You control what they call your Chi, which is your life force. And this ability, now Bruce Lee was the master of harnessing his Chi and then releasing it. That's why he was 130 pounds and he could smoke dudes that was 450 pounds because he controlled his Chi or his Prana or his Pneuma. I threw up. And it was through this, in the movie Doctor Strange, that's what it was about. It was about traveling through and understanding the different geomancy or the geometrical planes of what we call reality. And what did they use throughout the entire movie of Doctor Strange? Sacred geometry. Geometry, brothers and sisters. It's very few people who understand what geometry is. It's like there's very few people who understand that what divination means. Divination is, again, it's just the word prediction. The ability to kind of foretell. It's not really fortune telling. It's foreseeing. It's your sixth sense. So we're talking about how does your sixth sense get activated? Now, remember the word divination comes from the word divine. And the word divine, again, the real meaning, not the one that's at the top of the page. If you go all the way down to the bottom of the page, the word divine simply means of God. It means something that is of God. But it's this ability, the word divine, is actually the ability to guess or to make something out of God, to discern something. So the word divine has to do with that. It has an esopinical, a biblical meaning that has to do with the ability to have what we call discernment. So it's reconfiguring your discernment. That's what this series is about. This series is about helping you to understand how you perceive your reality and change it. Changing reality with your discernment. How? Change the mind, you will change the reality. The mind interprets the reality, not the eyes. The eye, you see through or with your eyes, but the brain interprets what the frequency that is sent through your eyeballs. So the brain determines reality. Now, your imagination can change your reality. That's gematria. That's under, over, and understand divination, or what we call reconfiguration. So this course is designed to assist you with reconfiguring your mind. Why? So that way you can realize reality. The real, not the real eyes, not the real lies. Your real eyes see real lies that you realize that you call reality. So reality is what you realize. What you realize is a real lie. That real lie is your real eye. You see with your real eye, but it's not your real eye. It's your physical eye. It's not your spiritual eye. The Bible says, spiritual things must be spiritually discerned. They can't be discerned by the natural man. That's what the Bible says. The natural man, he says that the spiritual things are foolishness to the natural man. So right now what I'm telling you is probably foolishness. It's probably sound to you. Like, I don't anticipate a huge, you know, turnout for this series. Why? Natural man. The natural man have a difficult time understanding that the human body is designed according to a precise uniform ratio that is called the golden ratio, 1.618. It is the golden rule. It is the golden means. Those three golden ratio, 1.618, if I remember, or what we call pi, P-H-I. Everything on Earth is configured by that. Everything. So if you understand, now Nikola Tesla said 369. If you understand 369, you understand there is a reoccurring measurement, which is a reoccurring pattern that is found throughout all of nature, in every body, in every plant, in every animal, in every food. This reoccurring pattern unfolds itself as threefold, then sixfold, then ninefold. 369. Everywhere you go, this is the law of sacred geometry. And what this course is going to break down is the law of deflecting or detecting the electromagnetic waves in the right way in order to avoid certain calamities. If you interpret it the wrong way, you cannot detect, meaning you don't have discernment. Something is happening, but you can't detect it. So everywhere I go, I can detect negativity, but sure it shows up. Every time I got robbed, I knew in advance, and I told the guy, hey, dude, you ain't got to do this. When I worked in a convenience store back in college, I was robbed 3 times. When I worked in the prison system, every time there was a riot that was about to pop off, somebody was getting ready to get shanked, somebody was getting ready to get, how can I put this delicately, violated, we'll put it that way. I knew in advance. Now, some people call that discernment. Now, that is a form of discernment, but it's also a form of pattern recognition because the geometry, the pattern changes. A person's pattern changes. We call it behavior. So if I see an inmate that gets up every day at 8 o'clock and goes somewhere, and then one day he don't get up at 8 o'clock, this day he gets up at 9 o'clock, I know something's wrong. I know something's about to go down in the prison system. Now, some women have that, you know, you got a guy, he never wears cologne, and then all of a sudden, your guy starts wearing cologne. And all of a sudden, he starts going somewhere he never used to go. He started hanging out with his buddies. He never had buddies before. All of a sudden, his pattern changes. But you think it's, you don't even recognize it. You don't even notice his changing of his pattern because you don't have real eyes. You're not seeing things spiritually. You don't have gematria. You don't have geomancy. You don't have the geometry. That's what this course is. This course gives you the ability to change, to see when reality is changing. And then you can change it back to the way that it should be by what? The devil doesn't like to be identified. You're in a relationship with somebody, and you see the guy changing his behavior all of a sudden. You don't say nothing. That empowers him to continue that behavior. So every woman knows when their man is cheating, but they don't say nothing. And if they do say something, they buy the lie that he sells. Not everybody, but a lot. Why? Because you really don't want to believe the change, because you see that the change in the pattern. This is detecting the electromagnetic waves in a way by which the order that that wave is coming to you can be detected. This is the science of understanding discernment. Very few people are understanding how. Most people don't care how the sixth sense works. I do. And the difference between me and most people is I care how spiritual law works. I want to understand because the world that I live in, most people are slowly losing the gift of awareness. Most people are slowly losing the gift of intuition. And very few people have the gift of reverence. Those three gifts are the results of understanding sacred geometry. But they are lost because most people cannot see how everything in this universe is intertwined based upon the golden rule, the golden ratio, the golden means. Whatever you send out, it comes back. And that's what this course is about, understanding the electromagnetic grid. The crystal light matrix is based upon 369. I just happen to be 369. That's why I'm designed, and I can teach 369 because I didn't read about it. I live it every day. I see 369 everywhere I go. Why? That's the power of the universe. That's the law of mathematics. All technology. Do you know that the modern-day stealth technology is based upon that law of 369? They use flowers to see their pattern so that way it cannot be detected by human eye. It's reverse. All technology is basically, fundamentally, at its basic principle, it is secondary geometry. It's just reverse engineered. So that way, the flow of energy is harnessed so that way you can't detect it. There was a doctor by the name of Dr. Langham, L-A-N-G-H-A-M, back in 1930s. In the 1930s, he discovered what is called the five platonic solids and how they are incorporated in organic life. And he decided that, hey, if I create buildings the same way plants are created, Dr. Langham discovered that these shapes symbolizes the growth patterns and they allow energy to flow. This is now called Xuan Shui, the ability to align certain structures in your house or in your community, that if you build community, energy flows. And where energy flows, your intention goes. So I can control your attention by controlling the flow of your energy, by making certain things aesthetic. If you don't believe me, drive to a beautiful city that has this understanding of patterns. That's why they designed Washington, D.C., the way they did. So when you drive into it, your flow, your attention goes. Energy, this ability to control the flow of energy. That's, again, what the dark magicians understand that Christians don't. There's a science behind all of this stuff. They just didn't make it up. This ability to understand that shapes, when they are done and put in the correct order, they allow energy to flow. And where energy flows, attention goes. So if I want to take your attention and put it somewhere, all I got to do is understand sacred geometry. Now, I did an entire series called Incarceration. And I talked about how if you put words in a particular order, it will provoke and it will invoke a particular response. Guaranteed. Never been wrong. Why? God says that his word cannot return void. Meaning, if I put my language if I put words in a particular order, it is guaranteed to provoke either anger or either joy or whatever I want. Meaning, I can control your energy, which controls your attention. So if I want you to see, if I don't want you to see something, I'm going to do something to distract your energy so that way you don't see. That's how all magicians work. It's called sleight of hand. That is geomancy. That's why this course is so important. That's why you should tune in. Because they doing that to you. They call it advertisement or advertising. Now remember, this is just an introduction of understanding that all life forms emerge out of what they call geometric codes. Do you know these codes? So you mean to tell me you live in a world that is based upon geometry and geometric codes and you don't know the code? It's like you got a combination, but you don't know the combination to unlock the lock. So this geometrical archetypes that all of the ancient texts talks about, it builds shields and weapons. This is how they harvest energy from entities. That's you. Now, this was talked about in the movie Doctor Strange. how to control energies or your energy or your entity. That's called possession. How do you do it? With a, we call it technogrammaton. They call it the tetrahedron. And then they have a hexadron, a dodecahedron, and an isodecahedron. Anyway, the five platonic states, five platonic solids. These all throughout the universe. This represents wholeness, the ability to understand this. This is the ancient art that was taught that allows healing to take place. This was taught in all the monks in all of the Orient, Japan, and China. Now, do you got to know all this stuff? Absolutely not. All you got to know is that there are some fools out there that do. And when you run up against one of them fools, you need to over, under, and understand the basics. And the basics is there. It's a manipulation of your energy. You will find yourself liking something that you never liked before. You should stop. Okay, why, what's that? You are surrendering the control of the power of your flow. That's what the movie Doctor Strange was all about. Doctor Strange is a movie that is crazy if you really understand what's happening. Because in that movie, they're talking about higher levels of awareness and manifestation. Most people don't know what I know. That's why I said way back in the day, if you knew what I know, we probably would not be friends. So I know higher levels of manifestation. That's what the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is. I'm going to tell you these higher levels of manifestation. So if I put something in my brain today, it's in my hands usually by tomorrow or the next day. That's why I do not allow myself the luxury of a negative thought. I do not have them. They're not allowed. Because if you get to this level of understanding, that's the whole purpose of being on earth, is to understand how to be a responsible creator. You create with your thoughts, not with your hands. The moment that you understand how to be a creator, you're the most dangerous person on earth, because your thoughts manifest things, because assumption brings plans. That is geomancy. You become a geomagnet. You become geomagnetic. The most dangerous thing on earth is to unknowingly know this and don't know. That's why. The most dangerous person on the earth is somebody who is trapped by what they call the lower worlds. That this is lower laws. This is what they call the dark dimension. And so this dark dimension, what the Bible, what we call hell, this is where the dark arts are at. This is a misuse of the energy of God. This lower world is what, and again, Doctor Strange was forbidden to read one of the books. Remember in the movie Doctor Strange? Even that one guy that was joking around, and Doctor Strange was trying to get that book. And they said, you're not ready for it yet. And the guy's name, I think his name was Wong, or Master Wong. I remember he was a librarian. He was the head librarian. Remember there was a movie called The Librarian. Ooh, that's a deep movie too. Because the librarians protect their knowledge. And inside of this book, there was a page missing. And all of the bad guys had that page. And they were fighting Doctor Strange because they knew a forbidden piece of information that was in that book. But they acquired it deceptively. That's what it talks about in John chapter 10, verse 10. There are some people who are trying to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. They don't want to go through the gate with the shepherd. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. He stands at the gate. You can go in and out and find green pastures, John 10. But then he says that there is the hireling. He's hired. When he sees the wolf, the Lucas spirit, where we get the word white, when we see the Lucas, when we see the wolf, the hireling, the person that's in it for money, he runs. But the good shepherd, he stays and he protects the sheep. That's what the movie Doctor Strange was about. That's what this course is about. That's what this series is about, becoming a good shepherd, to be able to see the forbidden, how certain people are using what it's called. Well, we have another study for another time. Anyway, we'll break it down in the series. And they are using this to bend time and create what they call, in the movie The Matrix, they call it, we call it deja vu. When you experience deja vu, what's happening? There is a manipulation of the space-time continuum. See, our physical bodies is a part of this 3D dimension. So our perception, our experiences is stuck in time, but our spirit is not. That's why when you dream, that's when you go to sleep at night, you can astral project, you can travel to other dimensions because you're outside of the body. The body is stuck in time, but not the mind. That's why your imagination is so dangerous, because that's the only thing that can trump, as we will break down as I go through this course, imagination trumps reality. Your imagination allows your image to establish a whole new nation. That's why I got the word image and the word nation together. So there are real lies that's been put in front of your real eyes to establish your reality. And so your job is to get out of the third dimension and go to the fourth dimension and then the fifth dimension. Why? That's where Yahushua hang out. That's where the big G is. It is this ability, my brothers and sisters, to know the unknowable. See, you already know this. Remember in the movie Doctor Strange, where Doctor Strange goes up against this other guy, I can't remember his name, but he was from the dark dimension. And this guy was trapped in this endless loop. And Doctor Strange saw that, hey, this dude is in an endless time loop. And so Doctor Strange was able to, to keep getting inside of this time loop. And he was able to restore order by understanding how to manipulate time. Time, remember, whoever controls your mind controls your time. And then whoever controls your time controls your mind. So what Dr. Strange in the movie was talking about, they were talking about mining, M-I-N-I-N-G. Mining your mind. All this took place inside the brain, inside the imagination. What you do with your hands is great. But what you do with your mind is greater, because the hands is physical, temporary. The mind is permanent. Imagination, it is the understanding how to use the imagination, what they call gematria or geo, becoming what is called a geomagnetic, becoming geomagnetic. Geo just simply means earth. Magnetic is simply a magnet or a magic net. The ability to trap earth. That's what they do. Your job is not to let them do that. Your job is to have discernment. The ability to not allow somebody else to change the flow of your energy and get your attention unless you want them to. Brothers and sisters, something as simple as a wine glass harnesses and has the ability to change the flow of your energy, a wine glass. Don't believe me? Put a wine glass in front of an alcoholic. Watch what happens. You've heard of Maslow's theory? To ring a bell and the dog will start salivating. Put a plate in front of some hungry children or in front of yourself when you're hungry. No smell of food. Just put a plate in front of somebody who's hungry. Watch what happens. Because the plate represents a deeper substance. Find somebody hooked on marijuana, or better yet, find somebody hooked on crack. Bring out a spoon and bring out everything. Bring out some crack paraphernalia. Just put it in front of them and watch what happens. First of all, hook up their body to an EKG machine. Watch their heart rate elevate. Watch their palms get sweaty. Watch their mouth start getting dry or start salivating. Just the symbol. Because the symbol contains substance. Gargoyles that's on top of the buildings in Germany and England and all these in Switzerland and all these old countries are actually frozen or stuck fallen entities. Those things are real. Y'all remember the movie Ghostbusters? Watch it again. They come out with a new Ghostbusters. I think they already came out with it. And they got, I think it's an all-female cast. Look at the movie Ghostbusters. In all of the ancient texts, they talk about why are gargoyles on top of buildings? And why in the ancient world, the building, the doorways around, they're not square. I've already did the teachings. This stuff is real. Just because we don't know it over here in the West, it does not negate it. And it does not mean somebody else don't know it. And that somebody else is willing to use it to limit your spirit or to control your chi or your prana or your energy. So brothers and sisters, this course, not for everybody. This course, because most people are really not interested in the why. They just want to pay their bills. They're not really concerned how God's going to pay them. Most people are not really interested in the plan. They're just interested in the consumption instead of the assumption. Most people are just consumers. They just consume. They just consume. They're just eating and smoking and breathing and, you know, squatting. And we're just a virus. That's most of us. But I don't think you may be one of them. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that there's a reason behind all of the things that I teach and I talk about. Because the Father, I ask the Father, because remember, you gotta know your own mark. You're on this earth to leave your mark. You gotta know what it is. You find your mark because it's a problem. And that problem contains in it a solution. King Solomon was placed on the earth to leave a mark of wisdom. So King Solomon had a problem, two women and one baby. King Solomon came up with a solution to that problem that made him king. That's why you're here. You are here because you have a reason. And you have a solution to a problem that exists on this planet. But you are being manipulated so that way you don't find it. Because they're controlling the flow of energy that controls the flow of your attention. And the way by which they are doing it is what this course is about. Out of all the courses that something I've talked about, from an esoteric or from a spiritual perspective, this course is probably the most difficult to wrap the brain around. And it has the deepest, most spiritual, life-changing, or life-influencing course out of all the courses that I've done. Now, a lot of courses have more spiritual value. This course has a lot of spiritual value when it comes to understanding that the Earth's magnetic field is a phenomenon that influences human activity, and it changes over time. You have an aura that is your geomagnetic field. Like the Earth's geomagnetic field, your geomagnetic field extends out from the interior to your exterior, and your internal geomagnetic field changes. It has the ability to influence activity around you and other people. If you do not know how to change the magnetic core, your inside, your spiritual activity, so that way the geomagnetic fields, your aura, your chi, your prana, your spirit, has a positive effect. This magnetic field that you have around you is made from what they call dipolar, a dipole. That's an electrical term. If you do not understand that dipole, then you become bipolar. You got two poles. On the Earth, it's called north and south. With us, it's called left brain, right brain. Without a harmonization of that magnetic field that's released by the left brain and the right brain, you got bi-brains. You got two brains. You got bipolar. That's where I came from. The South Pole and the North Pole, them two, they didn't hang out. So that was a geomagnetic storm, which is a temporary disturbance in the magnetic core. No doctor could help me with that. I had to go to the father, the big G, and ask him, why is my geomagnet off? Why come it's not working? The left brain and the right brain are not the corpus callosum. That bridge is not creating harmony. It's creating disharmony. My dipoles was off. That I had to change the nature of how I was perceiving the world. My inner core had to be changed. Only God can do that. Brothers and sisters, everything that you do on this earth, if you really want to know, you can know. The Father says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. There is a massive geomagnetic storm that is disrupting the electrical and the magnetic frequency of your thoughts. Without under open understanding the science behind the spirituality, which is what we're discussing in this series, it's going to create more of a massive coronary, what they call, now, in physics, it's called a solar mass ejection. Biologically, it's called disharmony or cognitive dissonance. Spiritually, it's called double-minded. This course is going to break down the geophysics of understanding geomagnetics or geomagnetism. So regardless of what plane you're on, you know how to operate. Whether we're talking about the physical plane, the soul plane, or the spiritual plane, biological, electrical, or chemical, doesn't matter. We can be able to understand regardless of what plane that we're on. So this is a very dangerous and a very deep, not dangerous, but a very deep course. It's going to have a lot of science in it. We're going to do a lot of and breaking down a lot of patterns. But I guarantee you this, if you enroll and if you take this course, again, price structure is the same as all the courses, $100, $50, you know, I said no early registration, but early registration, $25 for current members of the Life Management System or the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Again, the course starts October the 15th. So price structure, everything the same. Go to the website, Master Teacher 33, click on the link that says donation. Because if you take this course, at the conclusion of this course, you will come into what I call the spiritual council, understanding true light work and become a spiritual light worker. You will have a no compromise attitude. You will have a can-do attitude, and you will have a bulldog tenacity. That's the three primarily benefits of this class, because you will understand the administration of the spirit realm. How you will understand how God administers the spirit realm. You will have complete understanding if you take this class or this course. Remember the benefits, no compromise. You will not compromise on your destiny, your dear Kenneth. In other words, not an option. My purpose, I die first. I would die before I do anything else. No compromise. Number two, can do. Give me a problem. I don't care what it is, homie. Give me any problem, can do. You put on my tombstone when I transfigure up out of here. There lies, well, that's supposed to be the body of the Negro that can do anything. That's the mentality. Why? That's God's mentality. What problem does God got? What is it that God can do? God doesn't compromise. God has a can-do attitude, and God has something called, what I call, again, bulldog tenacity. What does that mean? Get her done. God stay in it until he win it. That's the result of this course, because now you understand your pattern changes reality. Changing reality through pattern recognition. That is geometric patterns and changing reality by understanding God's mentality. Because reality, real reality, the spirit realm is just the mind of God. The spirit realm is understanding God's mentality. And once you understand God's mentality, you understand that the universe loves a cheerful giver, because God loves a cheerful giver. The complicated life is gone. The easy life is here. You are the cause. You are the source. You are the solutions. You stop electing and you stop appointing someone else to solve your problems. You start solving your own. Why? Visible symbols are just invisible substance. This course teaches you the invisible substance that is given to us in a pattern, whether it's a number, whether it's a letter, or whether it's a musical note, that represents something else. So got to go deeper. Just don't read the scripture and go home. That scripture has a deeper meaning. That's what this course reveals. No compromise, can do, bulldog tenacity is the result, because you will understand how to walk in the spirit, how to administer in the spirit realm and become a spirit worker or a light worker. That's the benefits of this class. Brothers and sisters, go to the website, masterteacher32.com. In the middle of the page, click on the link that says donation. Again, current members, $25, non-members, $50, after the 15th, $100. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the Son of Part One, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Royal dreams. Royal dreams. Royal dreams. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team. Had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just